There was uproar all over the field now, with cavalrymen rearing and crashing through clusters of bodies, swords flashing high and cutting down, screams of pain and terror clashing with shouts of insult and fury. The banners of the different Lancashire tribes were a particular focus. Oldham's liberty or death was at the centre of a swarm of angry blue jackets, until it succumbed to be trampled with soldierly triumph underfoot. Burgess sat his horse and, as if in a bubble, watched the tragedy unfold. As the crowd surged this way and that in blind panic, bodies could be seen where spaces occurred. Blood pooled in the dust, hats and baskets strewn, tattered and torn. Some of the yeomen were trotting around clumps of people, hacking at them, as if at a Waterloo Square. Others were hedged in, accidentally trapped in the great press of dazed humanity, the horsemen's violence increasing with their fright. George felt the rush of wind as a rider charged past, leapt from his saddle and burst into a gaggle of terrified women. Trooper Jimmy Pierce, ironworker and pugilist, punched his way through them all, felling young girls and middle-aged females with equal brutality and no finesse whatsoever. "Thank the Lord he's lost his sword," Burgess muttered, as he walked his horse behind Pierce and smacked him into unconsciousness with the flat of his own sabre. "Oh, Christ, who saw me do that?" thought George, as the women, hurt and confused in equal measure, picked themselves up and looked for a safe passage away.